Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is our Friday night show, so we'll have some callers call in if you would like to do that. That'd be wonderful. We also have our wonderful question and answer time afterwards, starting after the BBS program, and I'll give you the phone number. It's 646-519-5800. 5800, and the PIN number is 9009, and that'll be starting a little bit after 8 o'clock tonight. So, let's do some clearing. And tonight is our special show, which we normally call the paranormal show, so we can get into a little more in-depth things, weird things, things that might seem weird, but are really real. Just depends where you are in your consciousness, you know. What do you believe and how far have you stepped out of the box? So that's what this show's about here. And is there another box that you're stepping into? That's even crazier. So here we go. Let's do emotional clearing for everybody. Since tonight is Friday, let's clear this week's emotions from your job. So this will go from, we'll say, Monday to now. So 5 days, so we'll say Monday cleared, Tuesday cleared, this is how fast the light shift works, Wednesday cleared, Thursday cleared, and today cleared. And for those of you who live in your feeling body, that was the emotional body. These are invisible. The emotional body is what we call ghost. I haven't seen the feeling bodies circulating around yet, but they could be, but I haven't seen that particular energy yet. So let's do your feeling body. Some people live more in feelings than they do in emotions. Some people are oblivious to emotions, but they do know about feelings. So here we go. Monday, cleared. Tuesday, cleared. Wednesday, cleared. Thursday, cleared. And Friday, cleared, which is today. And let's do a mental body clearing. This is another invisible body. And we'll just do a balancing here for left and right brain. This is for people who are in their heads a lot. So here we go, same process. So Monday cleared, Tuesday cleared, Wednesday cleared, Thursday cleared, and Friday cleared. And now we'll do a extreme clearing here. This is what I call a trauma clearing. This is for people who just deal with traumas, or traumas happens to come into their lifetime. And sometimes people live in traumas. That's all they have is traumas. They're oversensitive, and anything that happens is traumas. So here we go. Monday cleared, Tuesday cleared. Wow, Wednesday is rough for somebody. Wow, Wednesday cleared, Thursday cleared, and Friday cleared. And we'll do a pain body. Remember, that all these energies are with you until you release them. So we'll do a pain release for this week. So Monday cleared, Tuesday cleared, Wednesday cleared, Thursday cleared, and Friday cleared. So let's do a clearing here. Remember, you may not be here all the time. So let's do a pain body clearing for maybe one of your maybe hundreds, if not thousands, of parallel lifetimes. So think of one of your dream states if you've had one, or maybe you're just having a vision on something, and maybe you had an accident in one of those parallel lifetimes. So we'll just see if this affects you. Remember, if you didn't have any, this will not affect you. If you do have parallel lives, you may feel something. And also, the energy can be brought back to you here, causing your situation. Isn't that nice? So you have no control over it. Isn't the dark side nice to us here? So Monday cleared, Tuesday cleared, Wednesday cleared, Thursday cleared, and Friday cleared. Wow. Well, you have stuff happening Wednesday and Friday, these 2 days here. Wednesday and today, with going off into parallel lifetimes, daydreaming or whatever, being involved with the situation that was not here on the Earth. Interesting. You're all cosmonauts here, I guess, or astronauts. So here we go. Let's bring you back into the present moment. So I'm going to count to 10 to bring your physical body back. If you feel a jerk or shake or twist or any kind of energies, means you weren't here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, even though you're listening to me. parts of you were not here. Bring your spirit back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And in case your emotional body's hanging out someplace too, let's bring that back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see how that's doing for everybody. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I sure am. And hello and welcome, everyone. And thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you, Ron, for those great clearings. Really kind of wraps up the week for people and some of the different maybe traumas or emotional experiences that they've been through, and kind of set the stage for them to have a peaceful weekend and be more heart-centered. So if you're new to this program, and if you've not already done so, you can go to the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio and scroll down a little ways, and you'll see a beautiful picture there of a light being that's from the Creation Lightship. And, Ron, would this be a good time to bring in the energy there? Hello, Ron.
Yeah, bringing people back from parallel lives. Man, a lot of people are out there. So I was doing I was doing some clearings here. So what was your question? I'm sorry.
That's okay. We all appreciate that clearing very much. I was just saying, for those that are new to this, to go to the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio and scroll down the page, and then they'll see the beautiful light being picture there from the light being from the Creation Lightship. And I was wondering if this would be a good time to activate that energy.
Yeah, wonderful.
People.
Yeah, let's do that. Man, it feels like about two-thirds of you people are not here. I'm still doing clearings to bring you back. You know, what planet are you guys on? But bring you back here. So let's energize the light beam. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. And I'll count to 10 as we energize it, bring in some beautiful love energy, peace energy. And that energy means that when you get it to you, it's in the moment. And in the moment, there's no time. That's the difference. When you're in time, you're in darkness. When you're in your heart center, in the present moment, you're out of time. So here we go, bringing in the light beam energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll intensify it some more. In fact, we'll bring in the faith of Jesus through it. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so hopefully everybody's feeling a little better, because I've been clearing for the last 3 minutes here on these parallel lifetimes. Man, it's quite intense. So I don't know what has happened. Anybody wants to call in to BBS and talk about that, that they've experienced anything today going on that was kind of weird, where they lost their consciousness or something. It'd be interesting to find out if this is just strictly with maybe you, or maybe different people, different states or something. So, or different countries, so we'll just find out here. So, you're able to get the phone number, the toll-free number? I don't think it's toll-free tonight, is it? I think it's the 415 number, which is out of San Francisco. So, boy, if you can get on the fast chat too, that would help out. So, let's do another clearing here. And if you could find it, Sylvia, or have maybe somebody could post it up on the fast chat, we can bring it up here. And I can state it to people. Let's do a clearing for, it almost feels like a spirit sabotage clearing here. So let's do that here. And this here is kind of how you may feel about not having your spirit with you throughout your lifetime. And you just finally realize that it's supposed to be with you, but you kind of like divorced it, or kicked it out of your body by taking maybe drugs or alcohol or something, and now you're attempting to, you know, come back. And you have this guilt because you did this to your poor spirit. So let's do a spirit-clearing energy from you here. This is how you feel about your spirit. The spirit doesn't necessarily have emotions, you see, so it's not going to look at you and say, oh, you're a bad person. It's always in love energy. So it's just waiting peacefully for you to connect back to it. So here we go. This is like a spirit guilt clearing for you. It feels pretty heavy. Here we go. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So the phone number to call in on, and it's in San Francisco, the phone number prefix here. So it's 415-762-1161. So repeat that. 415-762-1161. We'd love to have your phone calls here. And let's bring in some more of that energy of Jesus here, his faith energy, to the light beam. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll talk more about your spirit energy here. And a lot of people wonder where their spirit goes to after the physical body dies. And does it also go into future lives or past lives or parallel lifetimes? So basically, what we're taught by the light of the darkness, this is done through religions, is that, and also the darkness holds you here. This is why I call this place a prison planet, because you do have past lives. So your first lifetime here, you came in fully charged up, you know, all raring to go to have one incarnation on planet Earth. And after that, somehow you were told you could not leave. Remember the song by the Eagles, Hotel California? You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. So that's kind of the model here. So what happened was you were probably told at that time that you did something wrong, and your spirit was probably just aghast that, wow, I did something wrong. Never happened to me before, but I have to come back now and make amends. So you could call that karma in a way, okay? So your past situations of negativity finally took hold, and now you have to come back to make amends. Well, you pick a body, and the body now is corrupted, and it has all the genetic imperfections in it of all of its genetic programming of wrongdoing. So right away, you're loaded up with all this stuff. And that's why you can never leave, because you're always trying to move forward, but you're actually backpedaling. And the truth is not here, that you're stuck here, you know. And there's all the dark side brings in fancy teachings, wonderful people coming forward talking about spirituality, like we have now in the New Age movement. And they tell you all these lies, but they do sound great and wonderful. You have all these channelers saying about what's going to be happening and everything else, and that you're a wonderful person. And the newest thing, you know, that I hear people talk about ascension is that all you have to do is smile and be nice, and when ascension time comes, you're going to be here, and you're going to be able to live a much better life. Well, you know, whoever is telling them that, naturally it's the darkness, and they don't know what's going on. But remember, the mind is always searching for an answer. So you give the mind some kind of answer, it's going to believe it, especially if it's written in a book. So remember, the text holds a lot of value, and it depends how you perceive that value. So basically, what we're here to do is to help you connect to your own spirit. And your own spirit has your answers. Now, sometimes you can't talk to your spirit. Some people say, gee, Ron, I've been trying this here for 6 months. I feel peaceful, but I don't hear anything when I say, hello, spirit, are you in me? I hear nothing. And you go, what do I do next? It's not communicating to me. Well, then tell your spirit to communicate through you some other way, through newsprint, you know, if you happen to read, or through conversations with somebody else, or to overhear a conversation, or to see some type of text or TV, radio, whatever way you wish to have it communicate, have your spirit, like, wake you up during that maybe 5 seconds of time so you can get your answer, and put a time limit on it. Say, hey, I wanted this answer in the next 3 days, you know. This is very important to me. So let it help you. If you just say, I need an answer for this here, you know, it may say, well, yeah, I'll give it to you in the next 2 seconds if I can find it. But other than that, I forgot about it, because, remember, the light only works in the now. So it's not always working on it. Or if it might be working on it, maybe you get it in 30 years from now. You know, so you want to be specific in saying when you like to have it. So that's a great help for people, I think. So let's get more of your spirit into your body. So like everybody should do is to put their hands in front of them, palms facing forward. And we're going to do a little affirmation here. And the affirmation is, I now increase my life force energy. I'll repeat that. I now increase my life force energy. Now, what you want to do is just kind of move your hands from maybe body width, coming in slowly, until you can feel there's a presence, like a spring energy, a visible ball. And as you move your hands closer and closer together, you're going to feel this reaction of frequencies, like two magnets of the same poles trying to repel each other. And you're going to feel that. That's your life force energy. And what you want to do, this is from your spirit, okay? What you want to do, remember people say they have healing hands. Well, it's not their aura from their body. It's their spirit working through their body to help heal, okay? So you want to feel that energy. Now, it could be within, 6 inches, you know, maybe to an inch possibly. But once you feel it, know that it's there. And then you want to say the affirmation, I now increase my life force energy. Now, when you say that, move your hands further apart, maybe about 6 inches further than what it was before, or even a foot, and then move them in slowly again, and you're going to notice that just by saying it one time, that this energy between the palm of your hands has increased. So it's going to be, your hands will be further distance apart, okay? And don't move them back and forth like you're kind of making like wings like a butterfly, okay? You just strictly want to sample and stop. You don't want to try to boost energy up or charge it up or give it away. You just want to feel it. And then move your hands apart further and move your hands in slowly. So you're commanding your spirit to do this. And this is a command. I now, that's you, increase my, okay, life force energy. It's all very positive, okay? So let's do it together. We're going to do it 10 times. And when you start off, you're probably going to be kind of wimpy, maybe 3 inches, and then as you say it at the very end, your hands will be all the way across, you know, from side to side. And you should start to feel heavier, along with feeling your whole body buzz and tingle. So here we go. And if your hands tingle, that's perfectly fine. That's a part of your spirit coming back into your hands. This is your life force energy healing your body. So here we go. We'll say it the first time. We'll do it 10 times in unison. I now increase my life force energy. Sample. I now increase my life force energy. Sample again. I now increase my life force energy. Sample. I now increase my life force energy. Sample again. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And last time, I now increase my life force energy. Now, if for some reason, you know, your body is kind of buzzing, that's great. If you wish to do this about 100 times, you're going to find yourself going through different states of consciousness. You're not going to necessarily black out, but you're going to feel like you elevated yourself to a different energy level. And you might even feel the inside of your body shaking, because what that's doing, it's giving you healing energy where it was not before. So let's do it 10 more times. So I love doing this here. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay. There we go. So you should feel really empowered right now. Like I said, if you do it 100 times, even more, you're going to be buzzing. I really do not recommend doing this at night before you go to sleep, because it will probably keep you awake. But, you know, if you do need to get maybe an extra half an hour of time, or you need more time, we'll say, because we live in time, and maybe you're driving your car and you have to stay awake because you're almost home, then just pull over, you know, stop your car and do this. Say it out loud. After you do it a few times, you don't have to really move your hands. This is just to show you that it's working. Some people actually need to feel or sense the physical energy. Remember, some people are from Missouri, okay? Show me, okay? So, but after you do it and you get used to it, if you do it maybe 3 times a day for a week, you're already trained your body. You can just move your hands back and forth to sample. Within 1 second, you're getting charged up almost instantly. But the whole thing is to get more conscious with your spirit. So, necessarily a invisible body that is floating around like your emotional body would be as a ghost. So, let's see, what else can we do here?
Ron?
Hey, Sylvia, you got any ideas?
Well, I just wanted to check because I heard a beep a while ago. So, do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi.
Have a question for Ron tonight?
Yes, I do. I wanted to say I'm from Missouri, the Show Me State, and wanted to say that in the past few nights, Ron, I haven't felt like a space cadet. I've really felt like I've been anchored to the spirit and gotten a pretty good night's rest. I think that's pretty good. And I'm becoming an Earthlight aspirant. So I'd like to comment, ask you a question, Ron, about the marriage contract. And when people say that they take one another for better or worse until death do they part, is that really a death code? Because what they're saying is that, you know, people in the world, they can get entities, they can poison one another, kill one another, and they can't leave and have free rights to leave the marriage until death. They don't have any civil rights there in that marriage contract. Now, if they were light beings, it would seem to me that they would change the contract, and they would say, well, I accept each other through the light process, through love and goodness, and the light processes, and to eliminate darkness for the light, for the love and goodness of one another. And yes, I do. And they would make an agreement like that. So it seems that this would be more of a light-oriented contract. Now, just wondering if you would, what your viewpoint would be about that, Ron.
Interesting. Till death do us part. Well, man, yeah, I have heard of people who've had, you know, not too good marriages, you know. And so, remember, the dark side to religion wants to keep you tied up in misery. And so, and, you know, and maybe that person, yeah, you could be right that, you know, you could be putting a death barcode maybe on somebody, you know, through a psychic attack. Very interesting. Or maybe that's the, you know, the death barcode being activated too, you know, as you come together. Remember, you're both controlled by planets. And so how does your death barcode work with the other person's death barcode? And does your death barcode influence theirs, or theirs influence yours. Very interesting. Remember, there's more to it than meets the eye. It's like spider webs out there, you know? You get hooked up, and you don't know how you're being controlled and directed by these planets, by these aliens, using the same word there, by the darkness, same words, by time, the same word. So, yeah, good thing, you know. Man. And, you know, I guess the way to get out is your own death barcode if you're in a bad marriage, you know, with that system there, you know. But then I think the church says that you can't kill yourself either, so now you're in double misery. Anyway, boy. Very good thinking. Yeah. I guess the main thing is probably it would be maybe not to even get married, just to be living with somebody in peace and harmony and not having that heavy weight of that energy sitting over you. Because remember, there's probably, in fact, you might even, everybody out there who has the natal chart clearing that's online, you may even want to put in marriage in there. You know, get rid of those words on the word marriage. I never thought about that. Very interesting. Because that's going to tie you up to another dark side code system, C-O-D-E system. And that system can bring its own mind-controlling energies to you. You just open the doorway for another dark side freeway off-ramp, and you're going to... you know, the highway to hell, we'll say, maybe with that. So, anyway, thank you for calling, Larry. Very great observation on that here.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. So, this is our paranormal show. Anybody out there in the paranormal? So, waiting for a call in.
I think that was pretty paranormal at the beginning of the hour when you found so many people off in parallel universes or parallel worlds, parallel Earths.
Listening. So like everybody was out somewhere else, out to lunch, you know, having some alien food someplace, you know. In fact,
yeah.
I did a clearing, I guess on the last show at the very end, and we did a clearing about the an alien... Was it alien food making you upset or something? Anybody comment on that? I'd be interested to find out if anybody felt indigestion from a shapeshifter that was in them eating alien food, and they gave you the waste products of that. So I'd be curious to figure out what happened. At the very end of the show last Wednesday.
Yeah, so when you were doing
a caller,
the shapeshifter clearing, right?
Yeah. It was a shapeshifter, yes. So anybody else out there? I love Larry's question. Does anybody have any paranormal stuff out there or feel like you haven't been here this last week or today or something or like you've been out of sorts or your connections are not working properly with people or yourself? Maybe you're driving down the wrong way of the freeway or something, wondering what's happening. You got dropped off in your car in the wrong direction. You missed a lot of freeway off-ramps or on-ramps. You felt time change. So let's see if anybody is interested in bringing that forward. So hello, everybody. This is Ron calling Earth. Hello. Anybody out there?
Let me give the phone number to call one more time. It's 415-762-1161. That's 415-762-1161. So while we're waiting for someone to call, Ron, we had a question. You were talking at the beginning of the hour about the process of being able to hear guidance from your own spirit. And you were talking about, you know, asking your spirit to bring you information by a certain time and that kind of thing. Someone on the fast chat had asked if you can command your spirit to speak to you.
Yeah, you could. Remember, your spirit will typically, you know, have the same voice as you inside of your head. That's where it communicates with you because we're used to being in our head. When you're in your heart, it's still going to talk to you, but it may have to break through that energy and get out of your heart to get into your head to talk to you. Remember, we have entities that talk all the time inside of our heads. And so You know, normally people, you know, this is a real common question that I get all the time. They say, you know, I'm doing this here and, you know, I feel peaceful, which means that we're in the right place. In fact, we'll do the mind-to-heart drop, and we'll put you right there. Now, your spirit's there, too. It's not out to lunch. It's waiting for you, but can you hear it? And if the answer is no, then you need to tell it, man, I want to connect with you. And, you know, you can command your spirit. You have to command your spirit. Now, why do you have to command your spirit? That might sound obtuse, you know. But you're talking to the divine and commanding it, telling it what to do, okay? Well, actually, how many thoughts do you have a day? It's not sitting there with this open phone line listening to you, okay? So this is kind of how it works. We have a beep, I think. We'll get that in about 2 minutes here. So, caller, please stay on, if you would. Well, after the mind-to-heart drop. So because you have all these thoughts, and it's not really the right phone line, it's not going to listen to you continuously. It's looking out of your eyes, hoping that you're going to make a connection, you know, pick up that phone, but it's not going to forcefully do that and connect to you. But if you do ask it to or command it to, because you're really commanding it, all healings are a command. That's only because we have so much mind chatter. So that's the reason. So you're not being disrespectful. You're actually making a command and something happened. You want this, your spirit to do this. So here we go. We're going to do the mind to heart drop. And think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, your head, you know, stuff between your ears, that gray matter, whatever, where your thoughts typically come from. Because you do hear the thoughts in your head normally, okay? Unless you actually are hearing them somewhere else, but normally I think people think they hear them in their head, okay? So here we go, we're dropping down. And so I'm going to drop down like an elevator. I'll count from 10 to 1. I could use A, B, C, D, but people are, you know, used to be counting down, so we'll do that. So, and you can actually feel the energy change as we take your awakening thoughts, what you think with, and put them into your heart center. And then you're going to be at peace. So here we go. This you can do yourself. You don't need me to do this for you. I'm just showing you how to do it. So please, everybody, do this consciously, maybe 3-4 times a day, if not more. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, think a thought now, and you should feel it coming out of your chest area, out of your heart center. And when you're there, you cannot have a negative thought or a positive thought because the light does not judge anything. You're in discernment. You're actually there observing, okay, which is where you need to be, in the observation mode of non-judgment. So I think we had a beep. So is there a caller online?
Hi, Rod. It's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
We've touched on this before, and I've had something... it happened again last night. Part-time, I'm a musician, besides being a writer. For my fun things, I play in bands and stuff. And there was a open mic night last night, and I went to that, and the same thing really happened again, which is there was a while back where my ability to play, like, half disappeared. In other words, as a musician, when you really are in the groove, or what we call in the pocket, you really feel it, and it's all perfect, and it just flows through you kind of a thing. Well, that stopped for me a while back, and we've discussed that maybe it was a shadow body that was the musician in me, so to speak. But last night, I went to play, and it was the same kind of thing. It was like, I don't feel it anymore. I'm doing it from memory, and so I'm not as good. So as a musician, I've lost some of my ability. I mean, if it got darkness out of me, that's great. I mean, all for it. But I'm just curious about that. Do you really think that's what happened? Is when you remove an entity from you, that those entities actually give you abilities? And would you take them out?
That's hitting the nail on the head, Ed. So maybe a long time ago, you asked for, say, you know, Jimi Hendrix to come into you, okay? And, man, you could play, you know, a guitar like crazy. But maybe he had his own rhythm with you, okay? And now that you're getting rid of these energies, entities, through clearings to get more of your spirit in you, this entity, emotional body, ghost, now is leaving you. Now, what will happen is, if that is the case, which more than likely it could be, okay, they still leave you with the knowledge and the ability for that. So I'll just say this a different way. So what you had is an entity, we'll just say, that came in to play music. So I'll just say that this entity, because you called them in some time ago, maybe unknowing what was going on, but you maybe asked for help, okay? It came in, and it gave you an addiction. It might be the wrong word to use, but just kind of follow me through here. So it gave you the addiction. So now your body learned the addiction, okay? And the addiction was how to play a guitar or how to maybe play a harmonica or how to sing or whatever, okay? And then from there, once you got rid of it, your body still knows now how to do this, but some of that pizzazz that the, say, Jimi Hendrix had, for instance, we'll just say, has left, okay? But you can still get that energy. And so this is what happens. So just think of comedians, what they do when they get up on the stage. They have to do, in a sense, role-playing. And so they have to tune into other types of personalities of people a lot of times, because you hear their voice changing and stuff, to be good. And they're actually bringing in probably entities into them to act out for the audience that particular being, okay? So it's very possible, Ed, that one of these beings came into you, and through your healings to become more of who you are and not wanting to be it, it's leaving. So
how
that's
so the
more than likely what is happening. The other thing could be that you just were not even in your body at that time. Something pulled you out, and you lost consciousness. That can happen, too. And when that happens, or when the body is completely overtaken with entities, or we'll just say one big, gigantic one, it can take away your memory. Because it's using your memory. So if you happen to be in a location where there's a lot of people drinking or whatever they're doing that brings in these entities into where you are playing or being present, you know, staying for a while, they could possibly come into you. And that could be what it might be.
Right, what I'm trying
help
to figure out is
how do you get your talent back?
Say that again, Rod.
How do you get your talent back of playing really good on your guitar or something? Is that what your question is?
Yeah, because when I play harp, it used to be I'd really get into it. I mean, like nothing existed but me and the music. Now it's like I'm playing, but I don't have the ability I had, which is really odd, because you're supposed to get better, and things seem more distant. It's like I'm not a part of it, where I used to be the center
of
it. Okay,
okay. So you're not in oneness with your instrument. Okay. What I would do just to, boy, you might ask if there was an entity that came into you, okay, to help you to communicate with you, to show you what it did. So at least now you know where it is with you, okay? So invite it in for 5 minutes and have it leave. And just see if it's able to help you. Remember, you released it, and you probably gave it a lot of light. So ask it to come back, maybe, you know, as an energy just to help you, but it can't stay with you. and just see if it can help to train you to show you what it was doing. That's one thing that what you could do. Sometimes people come to me and they have entities and they really get terrorized, so we clean the entity off, dust it off, get rid of the negativity, and then the entity will come back and give the person a gift and thank them for all the help that they've given them. So you probably have given this entity or whatever a lot of help through your clearings, and it finally had to leave knowing that it could not invade your free space. But you could ask for assistance from it, but you have to tell it to leave. And just see if maybe your talent comes back shortly, you know, maybe for 5 minutes. This is just a test.
Well, part of what's going on is when I would play, I would have, like, all my musical knowledge, like a smorgasbord laid out in front of me. And I would be able to, from above it, I would be able to pick and choose what passages to play, what rhythms, what, you know, be innovative, all that. Now it seems like because I'm so much more in the now, I can't remember anything.
When you're in the moment, you should have that information available to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, it should be right there. You might do is first I would try that entity, ask it to come back for only 5 minutes, okay, to communicate with you, and see if you can play better, okay? And then see if you can get some communication going to see if that's what it is, okay? But you want it to leave. You don't want it to stay with you. And ask to have it give you a gift. And then from there, you want to see if for some reason you're in your body. Maybe you're taken out of your body. Maybe the people that you're around are forcing you to be out of your body because you're carrying more light, you know. Maybe all the darkness is hitting you and you're not able to become conscious. So I would first try the harp, since you're playing a harp, maybe in your living room, and just see what happens, just as a test, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then from there, you know, you want to become more present. But you do have all the information. It should be recorded with you, what you used to
do. That's what I thought.
Unless
it would be recorded
to
myself,
took it with them.
By the fact that I experienced it, was it?
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was all going to be right there.
That's what I would suggest trying, Ed.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Okay, so thank you for calling. Okay,
sure.
Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I just want to really quickly state the phone number again for tonight's Q&A call for anybody that might like to come on that. And, Ron, I think it's the 646-519-5800. Is that correct?
You got it, yes.
Okay, so 646-519-5800. And Ron, what's the PIN?
9009, and then you hit the pound sign.
Okay, great. And that'll start at, about 5 minutes or 10 minutes after the radio program ends?
About 5 minutes. I don't need time to kind of decompress after the radio program here. But, yeah, you guys can call in at straight up on the hour after the show. I'll be there about 5 minutes after.
Okay, great. And let's see. We had Stephanie on the fast chat after the parallel life clearing. And she was talking about how she thinks that she is being taken into parallel lives at night and almost every day. She has a flashback of the night before and says, I wonder why the flashbacks.
So are you getting the flashbacks from this lifetime living here or parallel lives? What do you think it is? Since we're talking about parallel lives tonight, I guess that's the main topic here.
Yeah, I think it's that she's having a flashback of what she was taken to the night before.
Boy, I don't know what to say on that one. It's possible the flashback could be getting yourself extricated from that parallel lifetime. So you're bringing it up and you're pulling yourself out of it. That's how I would possibly perceive that. Ask your spirit to see and tell your spirit not to leave your body at all when you're sleeping. That's the main thing. You don't want to ever be out of your body with your spirit. In fact, what I'll do now is put people in their body properly. So I will have to take you out of your body after I first tell you that you can't do this and should not do this, but the light ship's going to do this. So what happens is you get in your body crooked, sideways, upside down, and you feel kind of whacked out, and you can be that way your whole life until you come back in properly. And your spirit doesn't necessarily know if it's in wrong, okay? Somehow it lost its instruction guide for your body, okay? Maybe it didn't lose it. Maybe the dark side took the page out of the book, okay? So your spirit looks for the page, and it's page number 15, and it goes from page 12 to 18. You go, what am I missing here, you know? So here we go. I'm going to take you out of your body, put you in instantly. So coming out and back in again. There we go. If you felt your body change, you felt a little more consciousness or twitch or something, then you know that that is that you were not in your body the proper way. So we got somebody here saying, what a day today. Yeah, I guess it is a rough day here. A short memory loss. Yeah, so I think something's been going on with our time. Remember, the dark side controls time. So they're playing with our time reality here, and we're affected by it, unless you're out of time. So when you're in your heart, how's the time going to affect you? You're in a whole different area of consciousness. You're not in the darkness. This is why you want to stay in the moment. So today is a good day for those of you. Remember, if you're in the moment, you're not going to know what happened to everybody else. But if you have had a bad day, it's because you're on that same Disneyland e-ride, e-ticket on the roller coaster, and you know, you're all in the same cars together, or maybe on the bumper car ride, you know. So here we go. Let's do a healing here. Let's put everybody back into this present moment. In fact, since your consciousness could, you know, always deals in time, you may not fully be here. Maybe you only have 2% of you listening to me, and the rest of you is out there in boo-boo land someplace doing something, okay, not knowing where the heck you are. Maybe you got yourself lost. Maybe you turned off on one of those parallel lifetime off-ramps and you lost your roadmap back. So here we go. We're going to take the energy and let's see here. How else did I do this here? Let's go back to noon today. And we're going to bring everybody back, wherever they were, back to this planet at noon. So let's still work with everybody because we're dealing with time. Everybody lives in time, and we all know what noon is, which is 12 o'clock. So here we go. On a count to 10, we're going to bring you back at noontime. This is your body and spirit both, and emotional body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Now we're going to bring you forward from noon to now. So I'm going to have to do this a little differently because the people that are in New York right now, it's at a different time zone. So let me think here. I guess the best way to do it, I'll do this for 12 hours. Hopefully I'll get the people overseas too. So here we go. We're going to go 12 hours. So first hour, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That'd be like 1 o'clock from noon to 1, okay? But if not, we're 1 hour more advanced here from when we started. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 6. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, man. They play with time at 6. So whatever that means to you, you're going to know when that was. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 7. It's like they looped the time over itself from 6 to 7. It went backwards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So everybody can see how you feel now, how you sense your energy. For myself, it feels like I got a listening audience now. Before, it just felt like it was very fragmented, and you guys didn't feel too good to me. So we went back 12 hours. You should be here now. Pinch yourself. Say, I'm glad to be back to planet Earth. And here we go. Let's do another clearing. Let's do the mind-to-heart drop again. I'll do it a couple times. And we got about 5 minutes left on our show. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. I believe I heard a beep a little bit ago. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, that's me. It's Annika here.
Hi,
Annika. How are you?
Hi. I have another one of those strange questions, Ron, but you're pretty good at that, so.
Okay.
Great. Fire last away.
Yeah. Last time it was my different rooms here. Well, now it's the computer, and I have actually put up a few little ones just now. The orb clearing for the computer, the darkness to light for the computer, and the alien attack removal login, the alien attack removal page, where I have it as an implant, and I put it for my computer. I did an implant clearing there, and it actually feels really strong. So something's going on, but I was wondering if there's anything else you can come up with that is needed for the computer. The computer is not the newest and all that, you know, it's there can be other things with it, but I've had my husband look at it a little bit, but I just wanted to know if there's something you can tell.
Okay, so, boy. Yeah, what I do is an emergency clearing on your computer with the light beam.
Okay.
Go to the emergency healing and do that. It may sound kind of weird, but maybe it was in some parallel lifetime, and it lost part of its mind, part of its memory, okay?
Yeah.
They shut down part of your hard drive or something, so I do an emergency clearing, and it might work fine. Sometimes, as you people know out there, on some of the BBS programs, the sound goes goofy, and the fast chat stops working and everything else during our show. And so far it's working great. So I would do an emergency healing on your computer.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. Do you want to mention about this weekend's call before we run out of time?
Yeah, sure. This Sunday is our last 8-hour call for this series, but you can get on it if you wish. You can go to the website on the very top and get on there. It's with PayPal. And it's Sunday starting at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern. It's an 8-hour conference call where we help you get rid of the alien species, things inside of you, parasites. These are all energetic. They're invisible. And it makes you feel better afterwards. So even if you don't believe in it, once you're on the call, you probably will. And remember, your mind will probably tell you that you don't need it, that it's not worth it, it's too much money or whatever, you know. The mind has different ways of reacting with us here. And it's because it does not want to lose what's talking to you out of your body. And we get rid of many, 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 many parasitic life forms. We'll do a clearing here on the jellyfish. And we got to get off the call here, looks like in about a minute or so. So here's a jellyfish energy. These sit on the top of your head. Remember the movie Avatar, a good visual for the jellyfish energies, everybody, that connect with us, with our consciousness. Then you have the big jellyfish tree. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release some jellyfish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, well, we have in our conference call for question and answer. This is a wonderful time to call in. This is good for the newcomers to find out more about the light chip, about the healings, and the telephone number, and we'll put that on the fast chat, too. I think it already recycled through, but it's 646-519-5800. And again, 646-519-5800. And they're going to ask you for a PIN number. It's 9009 and the pound sign. 9009 pound. So hopefully you can come on. And the calls last for about an hour. At the most, I wanted an hour and a half. But we cover a lot of territory, and this is designed for the newcomers who would like to ask questions. I'd like to have them come on first if possible. And don't be timid. Anything that might sound ridiculous to you or that you're not spiritually aware enough makes no difference. Believe me, everything that's asked is valid, because it will be helping out somebody else, too. So please, come on the call, 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009. So our call, our BBS show tomorrow night is on Saturday on station number 1 at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And this is Saturday night live on the Light Chip. We do Light Chip healings there for about 15 minutes. So we'll see you tomorrow night. And I'd love to have you on the call. So I'll be on the call about 5 after the hour, but please call in early. People call in early, too, and you can talk to them, ask questions. It's a very, very nice call. I love each one of them. So see you later, everybody. Blessings. Thank you for coming on. So the phone number is 646-519-5800. And if you're outside the country, you have to probably find the United States code system for that. I don't know what that would be. You have to do a Google search from your country where you are to the U.S. But 646-519-5800. Blessings, everybody. Thank you, Sylvia, for coming on tonight.
Yeah, and I'll just say again, the PIN number you'll need is 9009 and then the pound sign. And I know there were people that had questions and healing requests tonight. We just ran out of time, so please come back with us tomorrow at 9 Pacific. And we'll also have a wonderful healing on the light ship tomorrow as well. So we'll see you then. And blessings, everyone. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.